This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The center of the macroeconomic universe moves to Jackson Hole, Wyoming tomorrow. Economists and central bankers and their ilk will swap suits for semi-casual to discuss, and this is a quote, structural shifts in the global economy at the Kansas City Fed's annual getaway up in the mountains. Most of us, though, don't get picturesque mountain views to accompany our musings on life's big economic questions. So Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall decided to fire up a virtual campfire of her own, if you will, and ask people what structural shifts in the economy are keeping them up at night.
University of Houston economist Dietrich Vollrath may wish he was staring at the Grand Tetons, but while he's trying to fall asleep, he thinks about a population that's growing too slow and aging.
Neither of those are just kind of like bad things by themselves, but they have these very kind of deep effects on the structure of what's demanded in the economy.
Demands for more nursing home staff, where there are already shortages. Aisha Emer-Horoglu with the University of Southern California says she's curious about how the typical work week is evolving.
The pandemic taught us that a lot of people liked working from home. But it's more than just working from home. I think the regular 8-to-5 schedules we used to have are really super hard for families.
She says that's especially true for people with children or caring for elderly parents. But remote work has also stopped the decades-long trend of people moving to cities near those working similar jobs, says Vivi Chari with the University of Minnesota.
Being close to each other allows for occasional random interactions, which promote further ideas, which promote cooperation.
And he says AI will present another shift, which could be akin to the harnessing of electricity in the 19th century.
Which fundamentally changed so many aspects of work, so many aspects of our relationships with each other.
The way we work is evolving as the climate is changing as well. That's top of mind for economist Tadavik Sekposyan at Texas A&M University.
So remote work and climate change, what exactly does that imply about how the U.S. and the world economy will be structured in the future?
She says we're going to see changes both in where we produce things and where we consume them. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.